Hi, Charlie. Any chance I could borrow your welding goggles?
Spare set over there. What for?
I have to go up to the office, past the boss's Amarok pickup.
Oh, the Highline. The one with all the chrome?
Yeah.
Good idea, lad.
The Amarok Highline now comes with a chrome pack, plus satellite navigation, all at no extra cost. It's one blinding pickup from just £26,390 on the road. Search Volkswagen Amarok to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. Excludes VAT at 20% at participating van centres. Available while stocks last and vehicles registered before September 30th. T's and C's apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
As I predicted last night, the media was not going to touch the story that I was all over yesterday, and that is that Hillary Clinton, according to two board-certified medical doctors, has brain damage and has a host of really serious problems that Dr. Drew Pinsky and another doctor, a friend of his, are both saying that this woman has substantial, serious health issues. And I played you the audio, and I said, you mark my words. I hope I'm wrong, but you mark my words. The establishment media is going to ignore this. They'll do whatever they can to not talk about this or even bring up the fact that Hillary's not even campaigning now, that she's resting or doing God knows what for the next few days. And sadly, I was right. I had to watch the cable news channels today just to see if my prediction was going to come true. And yes, it did. And I'm going back and forth among all of these channels. And what's the big story today? What do you think the big story is today? Is it the emails that the FBI, the testimony that FBI has released of Hillary Clinton proving that she committed perjury? Of course not. Is it all the stuff going on with the Clinton Foundation, all the graft, all the corruption, all the money laundering? No, of course not. None of that stuff. Is it Donald Trump giving this incredible speech about how he is, pro-law and order and this, that, and the other? No, none of that stuff. No. Big story today. Four drunk swimmers caused some vandalism in the bathroom of a gas station in Brazil. That's the big story. Oh, we've got to cover this. It's those four American swimmers, that one guy with the greenish gray hair. Oh, we've got to cover this story. And oh, there's a video camera, but there's some tape missing here. And what's going on here? Oh, they were drunk. It was 6 a.m. and they go into this bathroom, a restroom rather, in the convenience store gas station, and they vandalize it and they break up stuff. And then some police come and this, that. It's like, who cares? Who could possibly care about this? The establishment media is going here. We're going to force feed you like we do with a goose to get that goose patty thing. Here. Like this is important. Like nobody cares about this. Will we care about the health of the next president of the United States? The media says it's going to be Hillary Clinton. Okay, fine. We've got doctors. We've got medical doctors saying she has brain damage. We've got medical doctors going on record saying that her health records, everything that we see here and all the side effects and all the conditions, that this feeble woman is ready to collapse and she's not even campaigning now. And God only knows they have her in a hospital. Or who knows what they've done with her? And nothing with the media. Absolutely nothing. And oh, by the way, there was another story today. Turns out the State Department, the spokesman there, you should see the video. Oh, my God, the video of this is great. The spokesman of the State Department, I think he's a former admiral, confessed. And actually, he couldn't even look at the reporter. He had to put his eyes down like this, which if you're on radio right, listening to me on radio right now, you can't see this, but it's very dramatic. Anyway, he admitted that, yes, this was the $400 million in cash, Swiss francs and euros and all that, and those big pallets in the middle of the night, unmarked airplane. Yes, it was a ransom payment to get the hostages back. It was unbelievable. They actually finally had to admit what we've known all along. But is that a news story? No. Let's talk about four drunk swimmers in Rio de Janeiro who destroy a restroom. And then, this is a big deal thing. Oh, what's going to happen here? Let's get all the information. And I've got problems with the wife. Turns out the wife does monitor the show. I mean, she's a good person. I mean, she tries to be a good person in her own way. She tries. But she monitors the show. And sometimes, in fact, let me just check to see if she's on here tonight. Let's see. For our Facebook Live friends, Stephanie and Janine, Michelle, hi, Joseph, Dave, Shelley. Okay, great. My wife's not on here. So this is a good thing. Turns out, and Beth, okay, turns out, I find out from my sources that, you know, all the emoji faces that, you know, I get from time to time as I do the show on Facebook Live. I mean, we simulstream five nights a week on blogtalkradio.com and Facebook Live, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, five nights a week. Hi, Michelle. And turns out that, well, with Facebook Live, with all my friends, they send emojis as I'm talking. They're either going a thumbs up or a heart, or sometimes they're angry or whatever. Well, turns out the one who's been sending all the angry ones, all the angry emojis, is my wife. I find out it's my wife who's doing this. Yes, she's doing this. And it's, I don't like it. I don't like it. Plus, she's correcting me. She's, you know, doing little, you know, comments thing about, what about this link? Take a look at this link. Take a look at that. And it's like, just get away from me for 1 hour. Just get away from me. Anyway, so I'm this close to ending it with her. This close. I mean, it's just blocking her. I'm just blocking her. I block everyone else in my life, any relatives, whatever. I don't want them to be anywhere near anything that I do publicly, because you never know when they're going to say something stupid or say something that, you know, I don't want the people to know about my personal life or my, you know, my relatives or whatever. I block everyone. But my wife, I mean, I'm living with her, so, you know. But, I mean, I'm this close. I swear to God, I'm this close to blocking her, because it was like, you know, 1 hour. Just get away from me for one friggin' hour. But no, no. So, I don't know. Do you think I should block her? I'm going to be looking at that tonight. Okay, what else are we going to talk about? Okay, Mark Krikorian is back. I interviewed him again today. He's a great guy. Center for Immigration Studies. And today we talked at length about one of the big applause lines tonight that Donald Trump had in a speech in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that was that he calls it extreme vetting, because that's how Donald Trump talks. It's just, it's the way he is. But it's really his value screening. And Mark Krikorian goes into great detail about this, and he says that, you know, many people in this country love it. I mean, they think it's a great idea, and really it is. Because if you believe in the Declaration of Independence, that each one of us has a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the role of government, as I see it, is very limited. But one of the things it is to ensure that we are allowed, that we're able to exercise our rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And when we import or allow immigrants into our country who absolutely do not believe this, who do not believe that I, as an individual, have these God-given, you know, self-evident rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if they try to take those away from me, they have no legal right or moral right to be in this country. In fact, that's one of the roles of government, is to protect us from the people who want to deny us the ability to exercise our rights. It makes perfect sense to any rational person. It really does. And so that's what the interview is about tonight. Mark Krikorian. I love Mark Krikorian. I can listen to him for hours. This guy's terrific. And we've got a lot of great feedback. Okay, Stephanie is joining us. You are going to block your wife. Yeah, I'm this close. I'm absolutely this close to blocking her. SovereigntyNetwork.com. What the hell is that? I have no idea. Carl is including that. So we're going to find out. All right. So where do we begin here? All right. Last night, I played the audio. You got to hear it. Again, it's not me saying this. It is a board-certified medical doctor, Dr. Drew Pinsky, big deal doctor. Everybody knows him here in America. And he went public and said what a lot of people were thinking, that Hillary Clinton's health, she looks old, she looks feeble. She's only 68, but she's an old 68. And she looks feeble and decrepit, and there's something wrong with her eyes and her head and everything. I mean, just all this stuff that you can see. A lot of my Facebook friends were really upset because I had the nerve to just dare to suggest that maybe we should consider the health of whoever we're electing as the next president of the United States. I mean, they ripped me a new one. And these are my Facebook friends. But again, it wasn't me. It was Dr. Drew Pinsky saying that, yes, she is brain damaged. I mean, his words, brain damaged. He's gravely concerned about her. No. Okay, so that's out there. Because he said this on a big deal TV station in Los Angeles. I got the audio. I was excited to play it for you last night, which I did yesterday's episode. I predicted, I said, look, I hope I'm wrong, but my prediction is that the establishment media will do whatever it can to not bring up this story. The establishment media will do whatever it can to pretend that that did not happen, because it doesn't fit the narrative. The narrative is that Donald Trump is bad, Hillary Clinton is good, and everybody, especially the elites, Republican and Democrat, want her to be the next president of the United States. Wall Street wants her to be the next president of the United States. The military wants her to be the next president of the United States. The spy agencies in America want her to be the next president of the United States. And so she's going to be the next president of the United States because everything's rigged. Okay, fine. Well, I looked at all the cable news channels, looked at all of them, and back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And sure enough, nothing. Oh, I take that back. There was one little thing. This is so slimy, and this is so typical of these people. God, I hate these people. The Clinton campaign said that I'm paraphrasing here, of course, said that Hillary Clinton's health is fine, and this thing that is out online that supposedly is from her doctor claiming that she has health issues is a fabrication, that it never happened. I'm going, what the hell are they talking about? Well, it turns out that there's this thing, supposedly this medical report, supposedly from her doctor, not true, but that was out online, that supposedly said that Hillary Clinton is sick and this, that, and the other. And it was supposedly done by her doctor. Okay, I don't know about this. Well, today, the Hillary Clinton campaign is going, oh, this is another example of a conspiracy of people against Hillary, and this is not true. And they got her doctor to say, you know, this is not true. I didn't write this. And I'm going, what the hell are they talking about? What are they talking about? And, of course, the media, CNN especially, to give this a lot of play. Oh, this is awful. This is terrible. And I'm going, no, no, no. It's like, hello, Dr. Drew Pinsky, there's audio. This guy actually said this stuff. He's a board-certified doctor. No mention of that. But they did say, of course, that, well, this conspiracy about Hillary Clinton's health is ridiculous, and, you know, we've, you know, demolished it, and we need to move on. And I'm going, you haven't even addressed what I was telling my listeners last night here on One Dimitri Radio and blogtalkradio.com and on Facebook Live. I had the audio. Hell, I'll play it for you again tonight if you want. It's right there. You can get it. You can hear it. They wouldn't even touch it. CNN especially. Dr. Drew Pinsky was, and for all I know, may still be, on CNN. Certainly he was on CNN. And he's all over the place. He's this famous medical doctor. And he's coming out very clearly saying she has brain damage and, you know, 20 other things that we can see with our own eyes that, you know, clearly she's frail and decrepit and feeble and ready to just fall over. And they don't interview him. They make virtually no references to him. It's none that I could see. I mean, this is astonishing to me, but not surprising. Because, again, last night I predicted, and I said, look, I hope I'm wrong, but my guess is that this incredible audio that I'm playing for you, about 3 minutes, in fact, I should play it again, in case you didn't listen or didn't hear it last night. In fact, I will play it again. Hold on, let me find this here. Dr. Drew, Hillary, grave concern. Okay, I'll play this for you again, because you didn't hear this anywhere else. The news channels, I mean, it's like I'm supposed to be like the news channel here for all, you know, for all of these, including Fox News, by the way, and Fox Business. They haven't touched this thing either. It's like you've got this big deal doctor known throughout America, maybe throughout the world. He's been on TV. He's been on radio. Everybody knows him. No one's ever questioned his credentials at all until now. My Facebook friends are going, oh, Dr. Drew Pinsky, well, what does he know? He's only a medical doctor, you know. I mean, and it's like no one in the media is addressing this. No one is even daring to put a microphone up to him saying, are you sure? I mean, nothing. The stonewalling, the blackout of this thing is it's astonishing to me. And no mention about the fact that Hillary's not doing any campaigning. She's taking time off. Nobody knows where she is. Or at least the media is certainly not saying, golly, I wonder what they could be doing now with her, you know? Oh, my God. All right, this is about 3 minutes. And let me just welcome the other people who've joined us here. We've got Carl, okay, fine. Nikolakis, Joseph, Stephen. Did Dr. Drew actually examine Hillary Clinton? No, but you will hear what he did, and it's pretty impressive. Kevin, lying makes her brain dead. Okay, Janet, Shelley, even DNC leaks that hints. Oh, that's right. That was the other thing. Shelley. That was the other thing. I forgot. That's right. Thank you for reminding me. Some of those WikiLeaks leaks of the emails, UMA's emails, Uma Babel, you know, the one that people think she's like a Muslim Brotherhood person, Mrs. Carlos Danger, the one married to that douchey wiener guy, who, by the way, is sexting again. He's such a loser. God, he's such a loser. Anyway, some of her emails, Uma's emails back in May. Again, I'm not making this up. You can see it. The WikiLeaks, Uma is making lots of references to Hillary being confused and needing lots of rest, lots of naps. This is in private emails. And now it all makes sense. Aberdeen. Thank you very much, Aberdeen. All right. Nicolakis, she's a fabrication. That was last night. If you still love this country, you still have your way of life. Let me see here. Okay, fine. Mike and Kevin, Nicolakis, Joseph, Aberdeen. Okay, terrific. All right, let me play this for you again. I know a lot of my Facebook friends and listeners on blogtalkradio.com heard this in yesterday's episode, but if you didn't, again, this is not me talking. This is a board-certified medical doctor, world famous. And what he says and how he backs it up, did he do an examination of her? No, he didn't. But he did review all the public records. Plus, you can see that there's a lot of stuff going on. And he he references what he got and where he got it, how he got it. And it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. And the reason that I know it makes perfect sense, even though I'm not a doctor, the closest that I've come, which I've shared with you last night, is that I've watched a number of episodes of House. House isn't bad. I think he's kind of a libertarian, but he's got issues. And I don't mean just the whole cane thing, walking like that, but not a bad medical show. I'm not big on medical shows, but that's not a bad medical show. He's okay. Turns out this guy's not even American. Did you know that? This guy, Hugh Laurie, I think is his name. He's Australian. Blimey. I think they say blimey down there. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't speak the Australian tongue. Anyway, this guy, Dr. Drupinski, sees all this stuff. And, okay, the reason that I know is that he's right on target is because of that thing that I share with you from time to time about Sherlock Holmes and Silver Blaze. And the way that Sherlock Holmes figured out the solved the mystery was because of the dog that did not bark. A lot of times, like when I'm interviewing, I'll listen to what people say because what they say is important. I'm not going to be talking over them. I actually listen to them. And I also listen for what they do not say. And sometimes what they do not say is more important than what they say. And so same thing with the media. I understand a lot about how the media works, and that's why it just drives me crazy because it's just so rigged. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God. A lot of times when the establishment media ignores a story, something that's hiding in plain sight, like the 2,000-pound elephant in the middle of your living room, there's a good reason why it's ignoring it, because it can't refute it. Now, here's what I mean regarding Dr. Drupinski. The reason that I know, in fact, let me play this for you. The audio clip is about 3 minutes long. I'll try to highlight some of the important points for my Facebook friends. I'll point, although I'm not quite sure what good that's going to do, but I've got to give you some sort of visual because if I'm just sitting here like this for 3 minutes, I mean, who's going to want to see that? Even I don't want to see that. So I'm going to play the audio for you. Dr. Drupinski, board-certified medical doctor, world-famous, everybody knows him. No one's ever questioned his credentials, no one. And what this guy says, he does not pull any punches. He says she is brain damaged. He says that she has serious, in fact, he is gravely concerned about her health and her health care. After all of this, which I played yesterday, but I'll play it again for you tonight just to get you refreshed, I will tell you why I know that he's accurate, because of what I observed on the cable news channels, all the establishment news outlets, what I observed today. It'll all make sense in about 3 minutes. So let me play this for you right now and go from there.
But the fact is, she released her medical records some time ago. And if you listen to my show last week, I just called a friend of mine, Dr. Robert Heisinger, who's an excellent internist pulmonologist, and we just dispassionately sat and evaluated the medical record that she had released. And based on the information that she has provided and her doctors have provided, we were gravely concerned, not just about her health care, not about her health, but her health care.
Why?
Well, it's hard for people to understand. I mean, both of us concluded that if we were providing the care that she was receiving, we'd be ashamed to show up in the doctor's lounge. We'd be laughed out. It's she's receiving sort of 1950-level sort of care by our evaluation. So we took a look at her record, and here are the basic facts. She had two episodes of what's called deep venous thrombosis. Common problem, blood clots in the leg. She also has hypothyroidism. And she'd been treated for hypothyroidism with something called Armour thyroid, which is very unconventional and something that we used to use back in the 60s. And both he and I went, that's weird. And by the way, wow, Armour thyroid sometimes has some weird side effects. Oh, well, okay. So she goes on Coumadin. That's weird. Because Coumadin really isn't even used anymore. Now we use Eliquis or Xarelto, things like this. Certainly somebody, the presidential candidate, would get one of the newer anticoagulants. Then she falls, hits her head, and as a complication of that has something called a transverse sinus thrombosis. This is an exceedingly rare clot. I've only seen one of these in my career, which is a clot in the collecting system for the cerebral spinal fluid. And it essentially guarantees that somebody has something wrong with their coagulation system. Well, she's had two clots, a transverse sinus thrombosis. What's wrong with her coagulation system? Has that been evaluated? And, oh, by the way, Armour thyroid, associated rarely with hypercoagulability. So the very medicine the doctors are using may be causing this problem, and they're using an old-fashioned medicine to treat it. What is going on with her health care? It's bizarre. I got to tell you, look, maybe they have reasons, but at a distance, it looks bizarre. That there ought to be some sort of standard for people that are going to lead the country or are going to be making these important decisions. This, again, Hillary may be fine with all of this. I mean, it's dangerous and it's concerning, but you can see. And by the way, there are two other things that gravely concerned us. When she hit her head, she had to wear these prism glasses when she came out.
Right.
That is brain damage, and it's affecting her balance. Now, clearly, it hasn't affected her cognition, but tell us a little more about that. That's profound. And then number two, when they screened her for heart disease, again, they did an old-fashioned screen. It just seems like she's getting care from somebody that she met in Arkansas when she was a kid. And you've got to wonder. It's not so much that her health is a grave concern. It's that the care she's getting could make it a concern.
There you have it. Again, if I can get this audio, anyone in the cable news channels can get this audio. It's out there. Hell, you can get this audio. Do a Google search, Dr. Drew Pinsky, Hillary brain damage, you know, that kind of a thing. It's there. It's it was KBC or one of the K TV stations in Los Angeles. And yet the media, again, I warned you, was going to cover this up, going to pretend it didn't exist. Now, how do I know that he is accurate? Well, first, he certainly cited lots of sources, all the records that have been disclosed. So, no, did he examine or no? But he certainly examined all the records. He's like a diagnostician, like that Dr. House guy. but the reason that I know that he's accurate is because of the dog that did not bark. Remember what I told you before I played this audio clip. I was watching all the cable news channels. I'm going back and forth everywhere trying to find anyone, someone to go – you know, my God, listen to what this man is saying here about who could probably be the next president of the United States. She has brain damaged, you know, and everything else and all those thick glasses that she has to wear. And oh, my God. The fact that no one disputed this analysis, this diagnosis, is the dog that didn't bark, which means they could not dispute this. He dotted every I and crossed every T based on the records that her doctors had revealed about her. I guarantee you, in fact, I would bet you your last dollar that if he had screwed up saying stuff about, you know, Hillary Clinton, oh, brain damaged and the thick glasses and the this and feeble and, you know, whatever else he said, half the stuff I didn't understand, but I understood gravely concerned. If any of this was inaccurate medically inaccurate, I guarantee you that the cable news channels, especially CNN, MSNBC, very close behind, would have had 20 doctors, 20 doctors with degrees coming out of their noses, you know, I mean, really high profile, you know, great doctors, all saying Dr. Drupinsky is full of crap medically. Here's why. Because when he said this, it was actually that. When he said this, it was actually that. And they would debunk him. They would say, okay, well, there you are. He clearly doesn't know what he's talking about. I didn't see any of that. It's the dog that didn't bark. What it says to me is that Dr. Drupinsky was spot on. Spot on. Otherwise, they would have destroyed him. And we would have found out if anybody would have thought that Dr. Drupinsky was a bad doctor. Did you notice, again, the dog that did not bark? No one is saying that, well, Dr. Drupinsky isn't like a real doctor. I mean, yes, he got a license and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, he's had lawsuits against him, or he's had these kind of problems or those kind of problems. You know, the politics of personal destruction. None of that stuff either. Again, it's the dog that did not bark, because I was looking for all of this stuff, because believe me, anything like this, anything this explosive is something that the establishment media, because they're in bed, and then, you know, they're in bed with the, they want Hillary to be the next president. They make no bones about it. This, they would have jumped on this so hard, so fast, to debunk him, to mock him, to destroy him, that it would have happened just like that. But again, it's the dog that didn't bark. Where are all the doctors going, nah, he doesn't know what he's talking about? Well, that's crazy. Well, this medicine or that medicine or this brain, I haven't seen one. Now, don't you find that odd that here's this big deal, nationally known doctor who goes public, who makes these incredible, incredibly disturbing statements about being gravely concerned about her health, and there's not one doctor in America that the cable news channels can find that goes, nah, he doesn't know what he's talking about because X, Y, and Z. They can't find one. I'll bet you they tried. I'll bet you anything they tried. So the fact that it was the dog that didn't bark, the fact that no one is challenging Dr. Drupinsky. Again, it'd be one thing if this was just some doctor in, you know, Pittsburgh that no one ever heard of or whatever. It's like, oh, who cares? But this Dr. Drupinsky. And he said this on a big deal TV show in the second largest media market in America. And he did not pull any punches. And I'm looking around, Is anybody challenging him? Anybody? Not a soul. You know why? My guess is because they can't challenge him. Because he's accurate. He's telling the truth. So what's the establishment media going to do? Well, you ignore him, and then you also try to come up with something else, some other story. Oh, look, a shiny object over there in Brazil, Rio. You've got four swimmers, three of whom most of the people will never heard of. I think I've heard of this one guy, Lockie or Lecky or whatever the hell his name is, the guy with the greenish-gray hair or whatever. These four guys go out after they're swimming. They're in Rio. They get stinking drunk. 6 a.m, they stop at a convenience store to use the restroom. They end up doing some damage to the restroom, and then they try to pay somebody off, and then the security guard comes, and, you know, some stupid-ass thing that nobody cares about. And it's in Brazil, for God's sake. I mean, it's another hemisphere, or wherever Brazil is. It's somewhere south, I think. And that's, like, all the news. That's all the news, not about the next president of the United States and the fact that a medical doctor says that she's brain damaged. Oh, no, no, no. These four swimmers, these four jerks that, you know, no one's ever heard of, no one's going to care about it in like 2 days, but that's the big story. Oh, yeah, so important, so important. You know, you're really lucky you have me, because I'll tell you, I'll play audio clips, I'll tell you stuff that, you know, I'm stunned that the media, the establishment media is not telling you. I'm just absolutely stunned by this. It really am. Just God almighty. So again, if you think for yourself, don't take my word for it. Ask yourself this. If Dr. Drupinsky was wrong about anything, don't you think that you would have seen at least one doctor on one news show debunking him, saying, no, he's wrong. You know, here's why Hillary Clinton doesn't have brain damage or whatever. My guess is you didn't see anything, because I've been all over the place looking, trying to find it. And if you have not seen anything, and if you've not heard anything, and if the media is not, you know, focusing on this in any way, shape, or form, then you know it's got to be true. It's got to be true. And that's how you should look at media. That's how you should try to understand what's really going on. When they avoid stories, they're like negative. Then you obviously know which horse they're backing. And then when there's a major issue like this, a major statement, a major threat to their chosen candidate, in this case, Hillary Clinton, and they don't try to debunk it. They don't try to make fun of the doctor or his diagnosis or anything like that. What it is telling you, in my opinion, is that Dr. Drew Pinsky was right. Where are the doctors challenging him? Where are the scientists? Where's anyone challenging him? Can't find him. That's the truth. You may not want to hear it. You may not like it. But that's the truth. All right, we've got an awful lot of other folks who have joined us here on Facebook Live. Let's see, play the audio, which I did. Mike, okay, thank you. Shelley, yeah, aha, she was insane before the knock on the head. Okay, what about the injury when she fell? I think that's what started the whole brain damage thing. I think he made a reference to that. Yeah. Hillary's a complete mess, no question. Mark and Wayne and Barbara, let's do a vetting on our potential vice president just in case Hillary falls or Donnie gets mad and tries to sell us Russia. I think she's referring to Donald Trump. The medical records that, again, her doctors released, I mean, Dr. Drew Pinsky ripped them apart. I mean, saying, you know, gravely concerned. My God in heaven, brain damage. Yeah, think about this. Think about this. Kevin, who examines her and Trump to see till healthy to be POTUS? I don't know. But I do know what Dr. Drew Pinsky has said unequivocally. And that no one in the media, no one in the medical community, no one that I'm aware of is challenging him. That speaks volumes. No one is challenging him. They're trying to ignore him, but they're not challenging him. So I got to believe he's right. I absolutely have to believe he's right. And again, where's Hillary Clinton these days? She's taken off how many days now? Rest and relaxation? She's only 68 years old, but she's an old 68. And I mean a really old, feeble 68. If she can't keep up the pace of campaigning before Labor Day, especially now with all these questions about her health, and let me tell you, I mean, you look at all these pictures of her and the recordings of her about, you know, leaning on people and trying to get upstairs and sitting down on stage because she can't stand up. If I'm the Hillary Clinton campaign and you know this stuff is out there, wouldn't it make sense for you to show Hillary Clinton in the best light possible, show people that she's strong, that she's vigorous, that all these rumors are wrong, that you see her walking without any aids, kind of lifting her along and carrying her along, watching her stand on stage instead of having to sit down like this all the time? You would think that would be by far the best way to eliminate these rumors, these fears about her feeble health, right? That's the way to do it. You don't see that. In fact, you don't even see her. Where is she? There's nothing scheduled here for several days. You wonder why Donald Trump is all over the TV, even though all the stories are always negative, because, of course, they all hate him, because Hillary's not even campaigning. Maybe she needs a lot of rest. Maybe she needs naps. Maybe she's confused. Maybe, you know, God knows what. When you take a look at some of those emails from Uma Abedin about her, Hillary, being tired and needing naps and all that, it all does tie into what Dr. Pinsky is saying. I mean, it really does. It's like, oh, my God. I think this is a huge story, absolutely huge story, that, of course, the established media is going to ignore because, hey, there are four swimmers in Brazil, and, oh, my gosh, they did some damage to a restroom at a gas station there, and there were police involved, and, oh, my goodness, oh, what a terrible incident this is. Can you name any of the four? Can you name any of the four American swimmers, Olympic swimmers? I think the one guy's name is Leike or something like that. I think. I'm not into the Olympics. You know, once the Cold War was over and, you know, we were the good guys and they were the bad guys, once that ended, I don't care. I just don't care. Who cares? Who cares about anything of this stuff? So we have that. Let's see. Barbara and Kevin. Okay, great. Again, it's weeknights, 9 p.m. Eastern time on blogtalkradio.com and on Facebook Live. Lokti, Feglin are the two I know. Okay, fine. Well, you'll forget their names like in a matter of a few days, I'm guessing, but whatever. So, who cares about this stuff? Anyway, let me tell you about LifePedigree.com. LifePedigree.com, we are in the LifePedigree.com studio. And I'm going to need your advice about whether I should end it with my wife, because she's not watching tonight, thank God. So I need some feedback here before I play my interview regarding the values screening with Mark Krikorian, Center for Immigration Studies. Again, Donald Trump made a point of this. He calls it extreme vetting, but it's really values screening. And Mark Krikorian and Center for Immigration Studies have been talking about this for years. They called it ideological screening. And I think it makes a lot of sense. I really do. Anyway, LifePedigree.com. If you have a business, you're getting lots of resumes. Some of them look too good to be true. So chances are the people are lying. But if you don't do all the work and spend all the hours trying to figure it out, you'll never know. And then you'll end up hiring one of these people that seems too good to be true. And then, of course, they turn into nightmares. So here's what I want you to do. Take all the resumes that your business gets and send them to LifePedigree.com. LifePedigree.com has the economies of scale. They have all these people who know what the heck they're doing. They have all the right phone numbers for everyone in the military and everyone in the criminal justice system. I mean, when you look at some resumes, you don't know if these people were in prison. You just don't know. You don't know what kind of credit scores they have, if they're deadbeats, and you know, all sorts of stuff. Well, LifePedigree.com has the economies of scale. They look at, you know, untold numbers of resumes, check them all out. The ones that do check out, that are people are actually telling the truth, LifePedigree.com puts a seal of approval on there. Now you get all the resumes back. You see who's telling you the truth with their resumes, and you hire from that pool of people. LifePedigree.com. Here's how to get in touch with them. Email sales@LifePedigree.com. That's sales@LifePedigree.com. And in the subject line, put in my name, Dimitri. That's with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, or Dimitri sent me. Something that says Dimitri, because they checked out all of you, all my Facebook friends, all my listeners on blogtalkradio.com, all my followers on Facebook and also on Twitter, and they know that the Dimitri ecosystem is made up of reputable people. I do not have any friends or followers that I know of who are the crazies. I don't have any hoax or spammy accounts where people just make up stuff. These are real, honest to God people, and I've done some studies to confirm that. So LifePedigree.com did its homework on me, and they know my Facebook friends and followers and Twitter followers and listeners on blogtalkradio.com. Solid. The Dimitri ecosystem is rock solid. Kind of crazy people sometimes, but rock solid for real. So you're okay. Put my name in the subject line. Send the stuff out there. All right. Let's see here. Dan is writing in on Facebook Live at Amanda See the Mental Health Records of Hillary supporters. Joseph, I'm with you, Dan. All right. Now, Janine has joined us. Lester Holt had a report tonight about this. I only half listened, but I did notice he criticized Trump's medical report as being too brief. Of course. Yeah. You don't have any doctors saying that Donald Trump actually has brain damage and all this stuff. Dr. Drupinski cited every source. And again, the key here is that no one's challenging it. No medical doctor is challenging it. No scientist is challenging this. No news reporters challenging this, which says to me, he's telling the truth. He's right. And so that's why they're ignoring it. They're just awful. The establishment media is just awful. It is just so awful. God. And today, all the stories about four swimmers who story here is that four swimmers, American swimmers, vandalized a restroom at a gas station. That's the big story. Just our country's going to hell. We've got payoffs for bribes for hostages. State Department confirmed that today. you've got the foundation, the Clinton Foundation, laundering money. Oh, by the way, here. Oh, you'll love this. This again, the media has missed this too. What the Hillary campaign is saying is that when she becomes president, the Clinton Foundation will no longer accept money from foreign powers. Oh, that's reassuring. Yeah, that's reassuring. But really, it's actually much worse than that. Think about this. What the Hillary Clinton campaign essentially is saying is that, okay, all you dictators throughout the world, everyone who's got blood on his hands, all you horrible, wretched people, all that we've been taking money from you, you have a limited window of opportunity from now until January 20, whenever she's sworn in, to make sure that you get the money in during this window of opportunity. Because after that, at least we're saying, we're not going to be accepting money from you. But up until then, why not? So when I heard this story and I saw the news reporters going, well, you know, maybe, you know, that at least that's something, you know, I'm going, no, don't know. Don't you understand what she just did here? What they're saying is, this is your chance right now to send everything you can possibly send, because we're going to close the window come January 20th. You're going to see, in my opinion, this is my prediction, you're going to see an incredible spike of donations into the Clinton Foundation between now and January 20th. This isn't something about good government or whatever. This is a shameless thing of getting more money up front right now. That's what's going to happen. You're going to see like Swiss francs and everything else being, you know, shipped into the Clinton Foundation. And it's going to be this incredible spike of donations, because that's essentially what they're saying. Get it in now, because after January 20th, when they swear me in, you know, may not be happening, although it'll probably be happening after that too. But that's what's really going on right now with this. You'll see, it's going to be insane, the crazy numbers that they're going to get at the Clinton Foundation between now and January 20th, just because of what they said today. Is the national media talking about this, about really what's going on? Of course not. Of course not. But as soon as I heard this, I was going, oh my God, don't you see what she's doing? It's just, they're getting all this money up front right now. And they're telling the world, you got to do it right now. Oh my God. Oh my God. This, our republic is doomed. It's doomed. It's doomed. That's it. But nice knowing you, America. That was a nice while it lasted. All right. Let's see here. Who else has joined us here on Facebook Live? All right. No one else. All right. Great. All right. Here's the deal with the wife. She's really starting to bug me, really starting to annoy me, because many times she'll start monitoring the show. She'll be on her little iPhone. She's got an iPhone 5, and she'll be watching this Facebook Live thing. And, you know, I know that she is, because it says, oh, you know, Dimitri's wife has joined us, you know. So, you know, great. And then she'll make comments, and typically not terribly supportive. And I found out from my sources that, you know, those all the emojis that people send from time to time as I'm talking, although not too many tonight. There are a few, not too many. That's okay. But there are different types of emojis, six types of emojis for a Facebook Live. And one of them is an angry face. You know, you've got a happy face. You've got a sad face. You've got a blow-up doll face. You've got a, you know, crying face or whatever. And then you got the angry face, where the top part of it is like a bald head, but it's red. She's been the one sending the angry face emojis. And I'm going, you know, I don't really need this. I really don't need this. You know, I've got another woman now in my life who's got anger issues. I don't know what it is with women in my life, but I mean, over time, they all end up with anger issues. What the hell's the matter with them? I don't know. Anyway, so I was really seriously thinking about toying with it, but seriously thinking about blocking her. And I wasn't sure if I should tell her to say, look, I'm blocking you, but it's nothing personal. It's just that I'm just sick of your crap. Or I didn't know if there's a better way to do this. So I thought, well, let me ask my Facebook friends and listeners on blogtalkradio.com, should I block my wife? Because, well, for all the reasons that I stated. You know, it's like if I know that she's listening in, and she's not tonight, thank God, it's difficult for me to be as open and as free as I would like to be. And I've got to, like, you know, bite my tongue sometimes and all that. And then when she's, you know, kind of undermining me with these, you know, angry, you know, emoji faces and all that, it's like, oh, geez, I mean, come on, just go do something else, please. You know, go, I don't know. So I'm this close to ending it with her. What do you recommend? If you would type your comments in, would you block her if you – wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm getting some here. Block her if you want to sleep on the couch. Shelley is actually saying this. I sleep on the couch a lot, but not for that reason. I've got trouble sleeping. I've got so many troubles. And I'm falling apart. I still have this Band-Aid thing that the chiropractor put on like 2 months ago. Oh, this is a different one. But like – I've had this problem now for like a couple of months, and I keep going to Matt, the chiropractor, and Peters, and my arm is getting a lot better, thank God. It's still not 100%, but I'm kind of falling apart. But one of the things that I have, one of the issues, I've got so many issues. I know you might find that hard to believe, but it's true. Can't sleep, have trouble sleeping. And then, because I do the show at night, I have dinner before the show, usually before the show, and I like salt. I like lots of spices, but especially salt. And I don't have high blood pressure, so it's okay. So Mayor Bloomberg, if you're listening, screw you. But I add a lot of salt to my food because I like salt. Oh, by the way, some people add salt to coffee. I tried that once at Giant Eagle. They had this, what the hell was it called now? Some weird thing, coffee with salt in it. I tried it once and I went, it's like, oh, it was just horrible. It was just awful. I don't know what, don't put salt in your coffee. Not a good thing. Sugar, sweetener, yeah. Salt, no. Put salt in its coffee. I couldn't believe it. I actually had to taste it just to see. It couldn't possibly be salt. Yeah, it was salt. It was horrible. Anyway, so I add a lot of salt to my food. Well, then, as you may have noticed tonight, I tend to drink a lot of, in this case, water. Sometimes that green power sugar-free stuff, zero-calorie thing. And then I'm up all night anyway. First, I can't sleep. Now I've got all these liquids in me. So I'm going back and forth to the bathroom as if I have some kind of prostate issue, which I suspect I do. And between the two, it's like I can't even do sleepwalking. I'm awake, just going back and forth and trying to sleep on the couch, and I can't sleep. I'm watching TV. I'm watching, you know, Red Eye at 3 in the morning going, what has happened to my life? And I'm drinking all this water and all that, and it's just I'm a mess. So the fact I'm sleeping on the couch, nothing new there, believe me. Let's see, Dan, besides, Hillary probably has already received everything she needs from China, NG, Lapsang already. Okay, David Hoover is joining us. Got a lot of people joining us here. All right, well, fair enough. Let me play, the Donald Trump thing. Thank you very much. The Donald Trump thing. Tonight, he was in Raleigh, North Carolina, giving a speech. By the way, teleprompter again. And boy, what a difference. He's getting better at the teleprompter, but it's nothing like when he's just being Donald Trump. The problem with being Donald Trump, though, in the general election is that he's being Donald Trump, because sometimes he tends to go off the rails and this, that. And the media, of course, is looking for any excuse to jump all over him and to say, oh, when he said this, this was actually a dog whistle. He really meant that. And isn't that a terrible thing? And, you know, what are we going to do about this? And plus, Hillary's going to win by 50 points, so who cares anyway? So now he's reading a lot with the teleprompter, but he's doing okay. Pretty good speeches. Whoever's writing his speeches is pretty good. His delivery isn't the best. It really isn't. But he's still getting the points across. And one interesting point tonight, when he mentioned about extreme vetting, in fact, extreme, let me do the air quotes right, extreme vetting. Essentially, it's values screening. You're going to hear my guest, Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies, talk about that. The crowd loved it. Oh, my God, the crowd loved it. And why wouldn't they? It makes perfect sense. It's something that we've had throughout our nation's history in one form or another. Essentially, what we're saying to immigrants who are coming here, you know, we like immigrants. My God, I'm a descendant of immigrants, as are you. Even if you're a Native American, you're a descendant of immigrants. It's just the question of how far back you want to go. Oh, my people here were in Clovis. Yeah, well, where were they before that? You know, they probably walked over the land bridge, you know, in the Bering Sea Strait thing where they do the crab fishing now. Everybody's a descendant of immigrants. It's just a question of how far back you want to go. All the way back to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, or Lucy, or whoever the first human was, they weren't immigrants because they were just somehow created. Whether it's in the Garden of Eden, which, by the way, I've always found that story offensive, that God did not want us to have knowledge. That was like a bad thing. Oh, if you have from that tree, you're going to have knowledge, and we're going to punish you for that. What the hell kind of story is that? I've never understood that story. That an original sin. It's like, screw you, religion. What the hell stupid is that? Anyway, so whether it's Adam and Eve or Lucy, the first humanoid type, ape-like person or whoever, or some Neanderthal or Australosaurus, the first human type, whoever that was. That person was an immigrant. Somehow that person started there. Adam and Eve started there, whatever you believe. But everyone else emigrated from that area, went somewhere else, and then somewhere else, and somewhere else. We're all descendants of immigrants. It's just a question of how far back you want to go. That's all it is. Anyway, so for America, this whole values screening thing. Donald Trump has hit a grand slam with this. And of course, the media, establishment media, is not going to talk about it because it's a good thing. They know it's a good thing. It'll get a lot of votes. And so we've got to change the subject and go, oh, that Paul Manafort guy, he's connected to Ukraine somehow, and Ukraine is connected with Russia somehow, and there's money involved. Let's take a look at that and not take a look at, oh, the bribe for the ransom payment. It's a ransom payment for the hostages. Again, today, the State Department today finally admitted that, yes, the money was for the hostages. They were not going to give up the money until they got the hostages. The State Department spokesman today finally admitted it and was so embarrassed he could not even look at the reporter. If you see the video, which I'm sure you will not see, maybe a little bit, but not much, he finally admits it. But why talk about that? Because it doesn't fit the establishment media narrative. All right. So Trump has this great idea, something the Center for Immigration Studies has been talking about for years. I think they called it ideological screening. I think is what they called it. You guys go to their website. I think it's still there. Center for Immigration Studies, Mark Krikorian, good guy. So the idea is very simple. And Trump actually did a good job explaining it. I mean, he really did. He said that for anyone who wants to come to America, any potential immigrant, they have to, I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially sign a contract, a citizenship contract, that says you accept American values. And by that I mean you accept gay rights, you accept that gender equality, you accept religious freedom. You accept that you don't take your daughters and you mutilate their genitals and all sorts of stuff like that. Basic American values. Because if we allow people into this country who do not accept our values, in fact, who want to destroy them, then what's the point of having a country? I mean, again, our rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if anyone tries to deny us the exercising of those rights, they don't belong here. They just absolutely don't belong here. And the role of government is to protect us, our life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and not to threaten it by allowing people in who make it very clear that they want to overthrow this. Makes perfect sense to me. And so Donald Trump is calling it extreme vetting. I prefer to think of it as values screening, and it makes perfect sense to me. It just does. So that's what Mark Krikorian, I spoke to him earlier today, that's what he is talking about. And so I'm going to play that for you. I'm just checking the time here to see how long his interview is and how much time I have left on the show. Yeah, this will work fine. All right, we're going to do that. And that'll be for our listeners on blogtalkradio.com. I'll still continue to interact with you on Facebook Live. I don't know how much action we're going to have here tonight. I don't know how much interest there's going to be. No one is suggesting to me whether I should or should not block my wife, even though I turn to you for help, turn to you for guidance, get nothing in return. Not a good sign. So we may end up ending the Facebook Live part of the simul stream early as well. This is all part of the Dimitri media ecosystem here. So I'm glad you could join us. So for our listeners on blogtalkradio.com, this is Mark Krikorian with the values screening. And again, tonight, Donald Trump in Raleigh, North Carolina, when he gave that speech, this idea was one of the big, you know, applause lines. I mean, the audience really liked this idea. And again, you're probably not going to see much of it or any of it in the, you know, cable news channels, because this is something good that Donald Trump is saying. And so at least you can get it here.